Red Hot Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau Agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau Agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Bredo Pizza, Corydon. Bredo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Bredo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1STYOURVOICE, CFirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. 0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
We have had our national anthem and are just a little bit away from football, but we are ready to give you your starting lineups courtesy of the Cordon State Bank. For the Saints, number 8, Joe Minnick, will be the a tailback. Quarterback will be number 10, Jacob Horton. Number 13, fullback Brett Lear. Number 23, and Cale Hitt. Number 53, and Joel Funk. Number 69, center Jamie Young. And the guards, number 70, Andrew Reed. And number 99, Jacob Druitt for the Falcons. Offensively, your quarterback tonight is going to be Trent Moore, but they introduced the defense. Let's get them keyed up here. Number 3, Carson Kiefer. Number 4, Trent Carpenter. Number 5, Keaton Nickel. Number 10, Clayton Kiefer. Number 11, Levi Overstreet. Number 15, Ethan Horton. Number 24, Blade Baker, and number 45, Tate Van Dyne. Those are your Cordon State Bank starting lineups. Captain's meeting out at the center of the field, but the coin toss has already taken place. This is ceremonial to fake out the fans and get them to think that the coin toss is actually happening now. This is a non-district game. Wayne comes in with a 1-1 record, and the Saints are 1-2, but will not hurt either team as far as playoff potential. It all comes down to the district. Wayne won the toss, elected to receive, and will defend the goal on your right. So Wayne will be moving right to left in the first quarter. And we will bring you your Chambers Ralph Law Firm kickoff to open the game here in just a moment. Brought to you by the good folks at Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Wayne and their road uniforms, white jerseys, black pants, silver lettering and stripes down the side, silver helmets with the Falcon emblem on it, the Saints black jerseys and pants with gold stripes and lettering with black helmets. And they are taking the field to your left, deep for the Falcons, Trent Carpenter, Clayton Kiefer, with Tyler Jameson and Carson Kiefer standing on the Falcon 20. Kicking off for the Saints is 32, it looks like. That's Cale Horton, a little number picked up and dropped, but the ball's on the turf. The Falcons did touch the ball.
And the Falcons come up with the football.
And Wayne, it looked like maybe Tate Van Dyne fell on that. And the Falcons would start at their own 38. Give Tate zero on that return. So from their own 38, Moore in the gun, empty backfield, three receivers to his left. Clean snap. He's got time. Throws over the middle, high, and dropped
that's
by Trent Carpenter. Flag down on the field.
Carpenter, penalty marker on the play. Stansbury on defense for the Saints.
The flag rests at the Saints' 39-yard line. The officials continue to confer. And it'll go against the Falcons. Horton and Overstreet come in. Carpenter and Jamison going out for the Falcons into the huddle. And now they're going to back Wayne up five, and so it'll be
first down now.
Of their own 33, it'll be first and 15. Now under center. Moore pitches it back to Clayton Keeper on the right side. Gets through the line into the secondary out near midfield. Tackled over on the far sideline.
Driven out of bounds by Lear and Horton.
And the ball will be placed at the Falcon 39.
40-yard line.
Give him six. Give him, let's give him seven on that. So from just shy of the 40, it'll be second down, and the pitch is to the near side to Carson Kiefer, now cutting it back to the right, and loses one tackle, gets into St. Territory, and is tackled at about the 38.
It's to the 38-yard line.
So two for Carson on that one. And Kiefer right, Kiefer left has the Falcons looking at a third down and plenty. From the Saint 38, we got Clayton and Trent Carpenter to the left. Moore alone in the backfield. A little shifting. Or a little bit of late pressure, tosses it. Jamison has the catch over on the near sideline, pushed out of bounds. Driven out by Kelton Stansbury, number 22. But it'll move the chains, and that'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons.
A first down for the Falcons at the Saints, 29-yard line.
Took up for 11 on that. And that's our first Neeson Pharmacy first down of the night, brought to you by Neeson Pharmacy. Moore now under center, hands off to Clayton, trying the right side, hurtling through and getting about 5 yards.
Lear in off stop, but brings up second down.
Second and
24 yard line.
Call it to the 24, and it will be second and 5 for the Falcons. Carpenter out to the right. Ethan Horton to the left. Carson behind Trent. Rolling to the right. Looking, throwing downfield. Incomplete. Intended for Carpenter. So it'll be third and 5 for the Falcons at the Saint 24-yard line. First quarter, 9:56 to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless here in Humiston. Non-district game for both teams. I guess it couldn't be a non-district game for one team and not the other. Carpenter in wildcat formation takes a direct snap and heads up the right side. He's going to be short. He's not quite there, but
it's down near the
around the 20.
Fourth down and less than a yard.
So fourth down for the Falcons, and we'll see what Coach Elliott's going to do. Moore bringing the play back in. Now the officials huddling. Oh, they're going to bring out the chains and just see how far short, giving the Falcons a little more time to think about what they want to do. I think it's going to be clearly short, but how much is the issue. And by my estimation, that was about 4.5 inches. So it'll be fourth down for Wayne. And the offense is on the field. They're ready to go, but they got to reset the ball in the center of the field, just exactly where it's supposed to be, and let the chain crew get back off before this play is run. But scoreless, 9:46 to go in the first quarter. Fourth down, less than a yard to go. Ball sits at the Mormon Trail 20. Handoff is to Clayton, and trying the left side. He's going to be, I think, stacked up and short. Depends where they give him forward progress, but he probably lost a yard on that one. And that'll be a turnover on downs. So first drive stalls for the Falcons at the 21, and Mormon Trail will take over there. Defensively now, the Falcons lining up straight away, and the handoff is up the middle, and not much there. Looked like maybe number 10, that's Horton, the carrier. The ball is at the 23, so a plus two on that one. Second and eight for the Saints. We're at the 9-minute mark of the first quarter. No score. Trying up the middle, not much there. Sort of a quarterback read. Carson's the last one up for the Falcons, so we'll give him the tackle. Yeah, back to about the original line of scrimmage there, so. From about their 21, the Saints have third down, shifting around for the Falcons. From the gun, a little bit of movement there. We'll see what the call is. Flags down, ending the play. And false start by the Saints. Back them up 5 yards.
Be a 5-yard penalty. Remain third down. Ball at the 15-yard line.
Ball back just over the 15. And it'll be third down and about 15. Looking to pass. Now stepping up in the pocket, trying to run, and gang tackled by the Falcons. Van Dyne, Baker, and Carson Kiefer in on that one. Conservative offense both ways so far. Ball is at about the 15, I think. Oh, and a bad snap on the punt attempt, and brought down by Levi Overstreet, deep in the, and it's in the end zone. It's a safety for the Falcons. 2 points on a Great Western Bank great play by Levi Overstreet. So your score at the 7:29 mark of the first quarter, Wayne 2, Mormon Trail 0, on a Great Western Bank great play by Levi Overstreet to snap over the punter's head, rolled into the end zone, and the punter no more than picked it up, and Overstreet tackled him right there. But it's a good thing he did pick it up, because that could have been a touchdown for Wayne had he not. So be a free kick from the 15.
Yeah, Horton will do the kicking for the same.
And Horton will tee it up to kick off. So we've got Clayton Kiefer standing on his own 20, awaiting the kickoff. Trent Carpenter back there, too. Another ground ball. And Carson fields it at midfield, heads up to the right side, gets inside the 30, and is knocked down there.
That was made by Kale. Yep. First down for the Falcons.
They'll spot that at the
30-yard line.
We'll call it the 30. So a 10-yard pickup on for Carson on the return. And Wayne will start from the Saint 30, leading 2-0, 7:24 to go in the first quarter, right here on KIICradio.com, live stream 4. Pitch back to Clayton on the right side. He loses the first tackler and gets about 5.
Got Reed and Pruitt in on the stop.
And from just outside the 30 to just inside the 25, call it the 24, give him 6. So the Falcons moving the ball right now on the drive, but got a break on a bad snap and have a 2-0 lead, 6:45 to go, quarter number one. Moore pitching back to Clayton. No, nowhere to go there, so he cuts it back. And fighting for yards, but he'll get a little bit of positive, but not very much. Looked like Arias Breaker and Jacob Horton were the main tacklers there. But now it'll be third and 2 or 3 here. From the 23, give him a yard on that. Moore from the gun, plenty of time, throwing over the middle, over the head of Horton, the intended receiver. Oh, flag comes down late. Falcons might catch quite a break there. If they call that interference, they might wave that one off. It was over. Nope. The ruling is pass interference. So Falcons benefit from that one. Flag is down. It's hard to tell from here. Somewhere around the 11, 12-yard line. But I believe they mark them all from the line of scrimmage now.
That's interference.
So that'll be a plus 15.
Falcons an automatic first down. Ball will be moved to the 11-yard line. First and 10.
And we're down now on the 11. First down, 10 yards to go. We're inside of the Better Equipment red zone. Hand off to Clayton, fighting. Leg tackle doesn't bring him down, but he's down inside the 10.
Leader and Trinker on the stop.
It'll be second down.
Second down for the down.
From about the 7. Give Clayton 4 on that.
Second down.
You got Van Dyne at center, Baker and Sinclair, the guards. Pitches back to Clayton. He's going to run to the right corner. Can he get there? He's not in the end zone, but he's up near the first down marker out of bounds. Just short.
But
give him a long 5 on that one. So the ball hits on the 2. It's 3rd and 1 for the Falcons. They can get a first down short of the goal line, but would rather have the points. Moore with Clayton behind him. And it's a naked bootleg to the left. Moore trying to run over the defender. He's brought down there. Horton on the tackle. short of the first down, and fourth and one.
They've
seen this before already in the quarter. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Wayne leads 2-0. Horton to the left, Clayton to the right. Moore with Carson in the backfield, rolling to the right, throwing into toward the end zone, knocked away, incomplete. So for the second time in his mini series, Wayne turns the ball over on downs. Mormon Trail will take over their own 2-yard line with 4:06 to go in the first quarter. Falcons leading. Falcons leading 2-0 at the moment.
Timeout,
2-0 Wayne, and we have a Bredo timeout. If you're looking for a good timeout with your family, go to Bredo Pizza in Corridor. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you and your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hampton Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Okay, it'll be first and 10 for the Saints from their own 2-yard line, trailing the Falcons 2-0 with 4:06 to go in the first quarter. Falcons twice have been stopped on fourth and one, and they stopped the Saints on their first drive, forcing a punt. Bad snap went into the end zone, picked up and tackled immediately on a Great Western Bank great play of the game by Levi Overstreet. They run up the middle, gets very little. Just trying to give themselves a little bit of room, but I'm not sure they got maybe a yard. So we'll call it from the 3. And I'd say you're out of the shadow of their own end zone, but the shadows are pretty well gone. Up the middle again, and again, very little positive yardage. Joe Minnick on that carry. And they're out. It looks like maybe you're to about the 4 now. Third down. 8 to go. Mormon Trail trailing Wayne 2-0. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Hand off to the left side, and he'll be stopped short of the first down. I believe that Minnick again on the carry. And the ball got out to about the 7. So a gain of 3 there, and it'll be fourth down from their own 7. Back to punt is Horton. Much better snap, low punt. It's going to bounce. Carpenter retreats into his own territory. Good punt, actually rolled all the way into Falcon territory. 34-yard line. And Wayne will take over there at their own 34, leading Mormon Trail 2-0 with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Falcons have moved the ball a little bit, but twice stopped up fourth and 1. More under center. Hand off on a little misdirection is to Carpenter this way, and he gets through out near past midfield to about the 35-yard line. Gain of 11 on that.
It'll be a first down for the Falcons at the same
midfield and into Saint territory with a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Trent Carpenter on the carry. And the Falcons once again are in Saint territory, leading 2-0. Moore with the quick handoff to Carson, and battling up the middle, gets about 5 yards to the 30.
Up the middle to the 30-yard line. It'll ring up second down.
Second and 5 now for the Falcons. Carpenter coming in, and Moore will come out. We'll see that Wildcat again. Falcons leading 2-0, under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter in Humiston. Saints and the Falcons. Carpenter takes the snap, drives to the right, now cuts back, ducks his head, and somersault. Give the tackle to Stansberry, I think. But Carpenter could have had a lot more on that. Lost his balance. 19-yard pickup down to the 11. Under a minute to go now, quarter number one. Moore on an option. We'll pitch it late to Clayton, and strung out well by the Saints. And Clayton bounces off Stansbury's tackle and does get some yardage. Thirty-four point 5 seconds to go in the quarter.
It'll bring up second down for the Falcons.
Second down and short, just at the 2. So give him 9 on that carry. Now Moore under center. Half minute to go. Ball's on the turf, picked up by the Saints. Another opportunity missed by the Falcons on that one.
5 yard line.
Third turnover here. Two on fourth down non-conversion. And this one on a fumble. Hand off for the Saints, trying the left side. Not much there. They got out to, it looks like, maybe the 6th yard, but that'll end the first quarter after the next 6 seconds run off. And so your first quarter score, Wayne 2, Mormon Trail 0. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town-friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. See if we can tweet out a picture of the scoreboard. Technology is great when it works. And again, you can follow us on Twitter at Wayne_Falcons.
And there's start the second quarter. We'd like to remind all fans that smoking is prohibited anywhere on the school property. Smoking is prohibited anywhere on the school property.
So the
cooperation will be appreciated.
The tweet has been tweeted. Much better view on this end of the field. It'll be second down from the 6.
6 yards.
For Mormon Trail, Falcons on defense. We're, again, on the right side of the field. And this field has weathered the heat and the dry weather very well, actually, this year. Shotgun snap, and is Horton looking for a gap on the right side. Can't find much, but he does get some forward progress. Gets out to the 9. Give him 3. Third down for Mormon Trail and about 6 to go. Got some receivers spread out now to the left. And a bad snap and tackled almost immediately is Lear. It wasn't his fault, though. Sinclair into the backfield, getting some pressure on that. So from their own 5, again, a high snap. Punt gets away, comes over toward the Saints sideline, and will be marked out of bounds at the Mormon Trail 30.
We'll start out first down at the
30-yard line. And so, from the Mormon Trail 30, Wayne will take over. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone's headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Wayne with the ball for the fourth time now. Stopped on a couple of fourth downs and a fumble. They've been knocked. More under center, pitching it back. Clayton, nowhere to go. Blockers aren't opening up the hole. They're just moving toward the sideline. Forward progress will get him across the 30, but not by much. It'll be third and almost 10 for the Falcons. Let's give him a yard. Third and 9 for Wayne. Leading at the moment, 2-0, 9:45 to go, quarter number 1, here in Humiston. Clayton splits out to the left, flag down. Somebody's lining up wrong. That's apparent. There wasn't any motion that I could detect. Encroachment against Mormon Trail is a welcome sight for Wayne right now. That's doubled their offensive output for the drive. And it'll take the ball down to the Saint 24. Dropping straight back. Moore under heavy pressure will go down. Dropped for a loss by James Evans. Sacked. At the 31, loss of 7. And Wayne will go for it. Just about any time you get across midfield, you go for it on fourth down. Dropping back to pass over to the right side. It looks like it's complete to Carson. And he has stacked up well short of the first down. And the ball got to the Mormon Trail 27.
And their own 27-yard line.
So a 4-yard pickup, but not nearly enough for the first down. That's a turnover on downs again for the third time in 4 drives. They fumbled on the other. And Bowman Trail, who kicked off to start the game, now has it at their own 27 with 8:47 to go in quarter number 2. Pitches it back to this side. Number 13, Brett Lear, running and pushed out of bounds by Tate Van Dyne on the near sideline. And the ball's about to the 33. Give him 6 on that. So from their own 33, Bowman Trail, 2nd and a long 4. And it's an option quarterback draw up the middle, and he's going to have a first down out of midfield. Horton
should be a first down.
Give him 7 to midfield.
Just across the 40-yard line.
And the ball sits in Falcon territory in Bowman Trail's possession for the first time tonight. Now Horton from the gun pitches it back to Lear. He's going to run to the right side. Both of them kind of ducked their head, and he and Trent Carpenter really banged into each other. No gain there. The ball actually is just across the line on the other side, so we're still at midfield, but back in Saint territory. And it'll be 2nd down. Player in motion is Minnick, and the handoff to Lear up the middle, stacked up by Van Dyne. Horton.
Stopped by Van Dyne.
Laid Baker in on that one.
And Baker, it'll bring the 3rd down.
And the ball's at the 39. So we'll see what Bowman Trail does. 3rd and long. Minnick in motion, and the handoff goes to him on the right side. He's got some good yardage. He's out short of the first down, but got some good yardage. And the spot will come right at the 30, of the Falcon 30.
And about 1.
A yard to go for Bowman Trail, and it'll be 4th down. Player substitutions. Let's see if Wayne can stop a 4th down attempt here. Under center now, Horton hands it off to Minnick, and I think he's going to have it. It looks like he got across the 30. The officials are going to look this over closer. They've stopped the clock at 6:16 in the 2nd quarter. And he got the yard he needed. So from the Falcon 29, Saints will have a 1st down. They're 2nd of the drive, and the Falcons are looking for somebody to lay down the lumber for an Allergan Lumber Company big hit. Minnick out in the slot on the right. Stansbury split out wide, and it'll be an option play and a perfect timing on the pitch from Horton to Lear. Ethan Horton off the tackle on the sideline. But pick up about 8 on that one.
3 yard line, 2nd down.
To the Falcons now. Saints second and about three from the 22. Mannequin motion and Lear with the run up the middle. Horton, Baker, and Evan Sinclair in on that one. And the ball will be at the 21. Third down and a one to go. So we're approaching the 5 minute mark in quarter number two. Minnick up the middle, driving his legs, trying to push the pile. He probably has the first down, but brought down there. And the first down for the Saints. And the ball rests on the 17. Give Minnick four on that one. Under five to go in quarter number two. Wayne leads 2-0. Pitch back to Lear, trying the right side. Carpenter in chase, slows him up, and they bring him down inbound. Ball spotted just inside the 15. So a gain of three there on first. And Horton jitterbugging in the middle of the field. That didn't help him any. He needed to probably make a decision on that. Look for a hole. Instead, he's brought down little gain. Falcons slow getting up. Is Levi Overstreet in on the tackle?
Third down.
And it's from inside the 14. From the gun. Horton signaling. Now trying to find a gap on the right side. And once again, a little bit of positive yards, but not much. Going to be short of the first down. And I think that's going to bring up fourth down as we near 3 minutes.
Fourth down now for the Saints. About five.
And we are going to have a timeout by the Saints. And if you're looking for a good timeout, go to the Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Bread Dough Pizza sponsoring the timeout. Hey, stay ahead of changing weather in Iowa. Keep more money in your pocket. Rent the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass, Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal, a tree that has messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back on the way, back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. And the teams have emerged from their respective huddles, and we are looking at a fourth down and about five with the ball at the 12-yard line. Borman Trail has the ball. Wayne has the lead. 2:48 to go in quarter number two. Snap. Pitch back to Lear. Coming this way. He's going to pass toward the end zone. Over the head of the intended receiver. And looked like a flag did come down on that. Very similar call to earlier where the ball was thrown over the head, pretty much an uncatchable ball, but I think we're going to get a defensive pass interference call here. Wait and see. Lear trying a pass into the end zone that intended for Stansberry. Fell to the turf. And the referee started to head to the Falcon captains and then turned around to Mormon Trail, so this will be a defensive pass interference against Wayne. But where the ball is, it may or may not be a first down if it's half the distance to the goal. It's declined, but there's a second penalty against the Falcons for roughing the passer. That one is accepted, which will give Mormon Trail a first down.
The interference call will be declined, and the passer will be accepted, and it is first and goal for the Saints.
Not sure on that one, because once he pitched the ball, it wasn't the quarterback who threw it. It was a running back. Ball sits at the, it's going to be a timeout for the Falcons. And Coach Elliott calls, Coach Valentine calls his defense over. And we're looking at a first down goal from about the 6 for Mormon Trail when play returns after the Bread Dough timeout. And again, if you're looking for a good timeout with your family, head to Bread Dough before the game, after the game, anytime. Bread Dough's a place to be. Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. At Red Haw is your real estate A-team. They have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. 2:42 to go in the first half. For the time being, Wayne leads 2-0 Mormon Trail, deep in Falcon territory. Horton running to the left and stringing it out, and bringing him down is Blade Baker on the tackle.
And brought down by Blade Baker. Bring out second down.
He's inside the 5, though. It's hard to tell the yardage markers from here, about the 3 it looks like. And now Lear on the left side, pushing and trying and stacked up, but no signal yet from the officials. He appears to be short. Third down, and he's at the 1, so 2 more for Lear. Third down and goal. 1:50 to go in quarter number 2. .140 and counting. From the 1. Horton with Lear and Minnick both behind him. Just trying to push up the middle over center. And touchdown. Horton on the 1-yard touchdown run gives Mormon Trail a 6-2 lead with 1:25 to go in quarter number 2. And the PAT ensuing. Once again, PAT is brought to you by the Randolph Funeral Home in Corydon. kicking tee. They're going for two. And the ball's on the turf, picked up by the Falcons. PAT fails. So your score is Mormon Trail 6, Wayne 2, 125 to go, quarter number 2. Here from Humiston, we'll bring you the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff here in just a moment. But your Cordon ID reminds you a helpful smile is in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. 6-2 in favor of Mormon Trail to kick off to the Falcons for the second time. This time they'll be going the other direction. Flag is hanging straight down tonight. No wind advantage either direction. John Price, your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Clayton Kiefer and Carpenter back deep for the Falcons. Kickoff once again being brought to you by Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Another dribbler picked up short by the Falcons. And running it back, it looks like, is Carson, and getting 7 or 8 yards on the return.
Keeper on the run back, tackle made by Kale Horton.
And
it'll be first down for the Falcons.
The ball will be at about the Falcon 32. So from the 32, Moore with three receivers to his right, rolling to the right, trying to find some room. He's going to tuck it in and run to the sideline and driven out of bounds near midfield by Horton. Nobody open, and Trent Moore tucked it under and ran it just across midfield. So give him 8 on the pickup, 2nd and 2. One 12 to go in the second quarter. Clock stopped on that out-of-bounds play. Under center now. Moore drops straight back, looking to throw it deep. And he's got Carpenter wide open, overthrows him at the 10. Carpenter had plenty of distance. Could have just coasted into the end zone, but Moore overthrows him, and it's third down and short for the Falcons from the 40. 10, wow, I need glasses, I think. 108 or 106, one of the two. There's a little over a minute left in the second quarter, and Moore hands it off and open room on the right side. Clayton driving it down near the 20-yard line. Picks up nearly 20 on the carry. And that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Now at the 20-yard line, clock begins to roll. They're under a minute. No time to waste. Moore pitches back to Clayton, and he's stopped in the backfield for a loss at the 22-yard line, and that'll be a timeout by Coach Elliott. A Redo Pizza timeout by the Falcons with 45.0 seconds to go in quarter number 2, Wayne trailing Mormon Trail 6-2. Here tonight on a beautiful night in Humiston. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them, with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We're here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Lucas County Health Center in Sheraton. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Court and Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel as well. Okay, correction. This will be from the 23. A loss of 3 on that play by Clayton. So from the 23, Moore rolling to the right, throwing over the middle, in and out of the hands of Tyler Jamison.
In attendance for Jamison.
40.1 seconds to go now. And the Falcons lost a yard on that incomplete pass from the 23 to the 24. Dropping straight back is Moore, under pressure, throwing it deep toward the end zone, up, and Carpenter cannot come down with it, incomplete. 33.9 seconds to go. And it'll be fourth down, probably at the 25 now. Nope, we're back to about the 23 and a half. And the final timeout, your Bread Dough timeout called by Coach Elliott. Fourth down, 33.9 seconds to go. He's going to look for something to the end zone, probably, but they're going to talk it over. Bingham Construction says, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578. They'll get the job done. And Midwest Heritage Bank offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Call Midwest Heritage Bank. They'll help you. 33.9 seconds to go in the second quarter on a beautiful night. Humiston, non-district game between the Mormon Trail Saints, who currently have 6 points on the scoreboard, and the Wayne Falcons, who are sitting at 2 points. Wayne has the ball at the Mormon Trail 23-yard line, but is fourth down and about 14. From the gun, Moore, under pressure, he's going to be sacked. Sacked all the way back to the 32, a 9-yard loss to the Falcon.
First down at the 30-yard line.
Giving forward progress to the 30. Sorry, that's a 7-yard loss on the play. And Mormon Trail takes over as Wayne turns it over on downs for the fourth time in the first half. Throw in a fumble also, and they've had not much for an offense. From their own 30, with 27 and change, pitches it back. Lear, trying the left side, will get 1 to 2 yards. And give him one. So from the 31 now, they can let it run out if they want. And they are going to. The final 5 seconds will take off as the teams head to their halftime retreat. And we will take a halftime retreat in just a moment and bring you your Hy-Vee halftime statistics, if I can calculate some up. But let's let you know right now, again, halftime, Mormon Trail 6, Wayne 2. And your Hy-Vee halftime, of course, being brought to you by Hy-Vee. And we'll be back in just a moment. Brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for
for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Hot Realty. List your real estate with Red Hot Realty. Red Hot is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Hot Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by. Let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon Football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, we are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Brendo Pizza, Corydon. Brendo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Brendo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979. Offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers end-to-end continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1STYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care.
And we welcome you back to our Hy-Vee Halftime, brought to you by the good folks at Hy-Vee and your court, Hy-Vee. Trying to get some scores, and rather than me try to text while I'm talking, Gail, do you have a Moravia Tri-County score that would be of interest perhaps to people? Moravia coming up in a couple of weeks, our next district game, and homecoming for the Falcons. Also, maybe if you have the Twin Cedars East Union score, that would be a good one to be able to report. Once again, this is your Hy-Vee Halftime, brought to you by Hy-Vee and Corydon. And unofficially, we got some stats for you. Again, very unofficial because it's all based upon the quality of my ability to spot and calculate on the fly. But it looks like, as far as Clayton Keeper goes, I've got 11 rushes for 50 yards in the first half. You know, not a breakthrough. He did have a 20-yard run, which accounted for a big chunk of that. But Trent Carpenter, 3 carries for 34 yards, had a pretty good first half out of the Wildcat. And Trent Moore, the quarterback filling in for the injured Dylan Lane. Again, unofficially, I have him going 2 for 5 for 15 yards in the first half. Wayne unable to put the, any points on the board. They took the opening kickoff, and the kickoffs for Mormon Trail, I'm not sure if it's intentional or what, but they've been very short little dribbly kicks, not even attempting to kick it deep. And so Wayne took over on their own 38 and got one Neeson Pharmacy first down, but the drive stalled on the 21-yard line of Mormon Trail, and Wayne turned it over on fourth and one. Mormon Trail got the ball, three and out. The snap came from their own 16, from their own 15, went over the head of the punter into the end zone. Punter raced back to get it, but a Great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons, Levi Overstreet, right there to take him down as he picked up the ball. Wayne had a 2-0 lead with 7:29 to go in quarter one. Wayne again turned it over on downs on an incomplete pass at the Mormon Trail 2-yard line on their second series, and stopped Mormon Trail again, three and out. The punt came. Wayne got it at their own 34. Their third series was highlighted by a couple of Carpenter runs, an 11-yard, a 19-yard run by Trent, and a 9-yard run by Clayton. But down at the 2-yard line, fumble ended the drive. Mormon Trail took over. Three more downs and a punt. And Wayne had the ball on the Mormon Trail 30, advanced it as far as the 27 before turning it over on downs. The pass from Moore to Carson Keeper picked up only four, and they needed a lot more than that. So then Mormon Trail put together a nice lengthy drive starting at their own 27. Culminating in a 1-yard touchdown run by Horton, and that gave him a 6-2 lead. The PAT failed, and Wayne got the ball back one more time on their own 32, and that was when Keeper from the 40 reeled off a 20-yard run down to the 20, but a couple of incomplete passes and a sack killed that drive, and Mormon Trail ran into the line and took a 6-2 halftime lead into the locker room, and that's your High V halftime score is Mormon Trail 6, Wayne 2, and your Shivers player of the first half, I think, is going to be Trent Carpenter for the Falcons. Had a nice hit on defense. Other competitors, Levi Overstreet, of course, with the sack, putting points on the board. And Trent Moore filling in adequately thus far. No turnovers, no big problems. The sacks came because the pressure came, and the receivers were covered. It wasn't Trent's fault. So let's see what we've got. We do have a few scores for you. Albia 22, Clark 0. Eddyville 25, Cardinal 6. Davis County 14, I-35, Truro 6. North Mahaska 14, English Valley 14. That'd be a good game. And remember, every Friday night, you can catch 9 games on the Thunder Country family of broadcasts. Download that Thunderbolt app if you haven't already. You can get them all right there from your phone. And as always, we want you right here listening to the Falcons, who trail 6-2 at halftime against Mormon Trail. Wayne won the opening toss and elected to receive, so it would be Mormon Trail's choice here to begin the second half, and I imagine they will receive. So we will have your Chambers and Ruffalo from second half kickoff here in just about 2 minutes. And then quarter number three will begin, where we can get hopefully things turned around and turns around pass for the Falcon offense, who they really struggled finishing drives, having 5 possessions in the first half, 4 of them ending with failure to convert on fourth down, and the other one ending with a fumble at the Mormon Trail 2. Understand that we are about to have some scoring updates. They appear to be changing pretty fast right now. A rather quick first half, as both teams did a lot of running, very few pass attempts. One of them by Mormon Trail was a pitch back to Lear, trying to run on the left side, throwing it into the end zone. That one ended up actually not even an official pass attempt, as there was a penalty on the play against the Falcons. That was a key play in the touchdown that followed shortly after that. Yeah, that was, I believe, on fourth down. So the teams coming out, we're under a half minute to go here. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco, family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm second half kickoff, courtesy the foot of Tate Van Dyne. And a low bouncer rolling to the sidelines, out of bounds at the 10. There's the flag to end that, and we'll see. The ball will be re-teed, and they are choosing to back Wayne up and have another kick. That gives us another chance on a low-scoring night to remind you of the kickoff being brought to you by the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm in Corydon. Roberta Chambers has been a charter sponsor with these broadcasts. We appreciate that. This time, Van Dyne bounces it at the 15, and it goes inside the 5, picked up there by Minnick, and he's not going to get much. Swarmed in by Falcon, Carson, Horton, Moore. So the ball will be at the 7. And so it'll be 1st and 10 right here. We're traveling from right to left on your computer screen, and reminding you once again, if it's not right to left on your computer screen, turn it around. Falcons trying to put pressure on. Horton throwing it long and complete to Stansberry, and brought down out over the 35. First down, ball city. Tackled there by Keaton Nickel. And the ball will be spotted at the 36. So a 29-yard pass play to begin the second half. And from their own 36, Mormon Trail from the gun. Pitches it back, Lear. Ball drops on the turf, but comes right back to him. Clayton can't get him, and now the Falcons stack him up. It'll be a loss on the play. Carpenter, Horton in on that one. Van Dyne over there.
Another on the stop, driving out of bounds. Second down.
Looked like the pitch was a little bit high. Lair had trouble, but when he dropped it, it bounced right back up to him. So fortunate there for the Saints. Loss of three on the play. Norman Trail from their own 33, second and 13. The gun, Horton with the snap, and it bounces off right to Tate Van Dyne, running with Horton hanging on to him. Tate Van Dyne with the fumble recovery and return to the 19. Picked it up near the 30, so let's give him 11. And so the Falcons are in business now. First down on the Mormon Trail, 19. 10:52 to go in the quarter number three. Wayne trailing Mormon Trail 6-2. Moore with the handoff to Carpenter, coming to the right side. He's inside the 10, inside the 6. Give him a 13-yard pickup there on first down, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down. It'll be first and goal for the Falcons from the 6. Carpenter comes out. And the keepers are in the eye behind Trent Moore under center. Hand off to Carson, driving right up the middle. Keeps the legs chugging, gets some help from his brother, and he'll go down inside the 5 at around the 3.
Evans on the bottom of the pile for the Saints. It'll bring up second down.
Second and goal from the 3. And Carpenter brings the play back in. Horton will come out. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wayne trailing 6-2 in Humiston. Knocking on the Saint door. But they've been there before, so we'll see. Moore under center. Pitches it back to Clayton. Nothing there. Gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, we'll give him back to the line of scrimmage. Third and goal from the 3. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Now Horton with this play in, Carpenter out. From the left hash. Pitch to the left side. Clayton trying to get to the corner. He's there. To the house, that's Judge Ranch House in Lacona with that Falcon touchdown, 3-yard touchdown run by Clayton Keeper. And that's at the 9:02 mark. And the Falcons, for the moment, ahead 8-6, and without Dylan Lane, they will attempt a 2-point PAT. Clayton split out wide to the right, dropping straight back, throwing over the middle. It looks complete. Moore to Carpenter, Trent to Trent. And the Randolph Funeral Home PAT is good on the pass from Moore to Carpenter. And your score, with 9:02 to go in the third quarter, Wayne 10, Mormon Trail 6. That drive once again started with a fumble recovery by an alert Tate Van Dyne, a Great Western Bank great play of the game for the Falcons. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment on Highway 2 2 miles east of Corydon. Your Chambers and Ralph kickoff, courtesy of the right foot of Tate Van Dyne, low bouncer toward the right side, picked up at the 9 by Minnick, and his jersey is grabbed, slowed him down enough. Clayton Kiefer and Ethan Horton finishing him off on that. So, 10-yard return by Minnick. And from their own 19, Mormon Trail will put it in play. Wayne with the lead, 10-6, 8:55 to go in the third quarter. And up the middle, a quarterback draw, Horton with the tackle, and the ball sits at the 22 with forward progress. A 3-yard pickup. And it'll be second and a short 8, a long 7. And Horton again up the middle, and Van Dyne chases him down from behind, but a good pickup there. Falcons got sucked in on that one coming around the outside, and the ball gets out to the 27, 5-yard pickup for Horton. Third down and a manageable 2 or 3 yards here. 7:50 in quarter number 3. And not a easy exchange on the snap. Pitches it back, and Lear will be dropped at about the line of scrimmage. Clayton in on the tackle, and it no gain there. So from the 27, it'll be fourth down from their own 27. Mormon trailing punt formation. Trent Carpenter retreats to his own 20. And the snap is cleaning up, and the punt is over toward the Mormon Trail sideline. Caught by Mr. Snyder. And it is marked by the officials. 38-yard line. At the Falcon 38. So Wayne will start from there. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. And remember, we'll be bringing you the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game at the conclusion of tonight's broadcast. Moore with an option play to the left side. Takes it himself, turns it up, but not much there. Gets it to the 39 of the Saints, so ends up with a gain of 3 on that. 3, almost 4. It'll be second down for the Falcons. Moore now under center. Clayton behind him. Hands it off to the first back through Carson, coming to the right side, trying to shake a tackle and can't get away from everybody, but he is inside the 35 and a late penalty play. You could hear the clash of helmets on that, and that might be what the penalty is all about. The ball is spotted at the moment at the 32, so a 7-yard pickup is, I think, close to, it looks like from here, it could be a Neeson Pharmacy first down without the penalty, but we'll see what the call is. I think he's going to, the officials are looking now over at the sideline markers. If it's a penalty after the play, they'll go ahead and, it's a personal foul against Wayne. Play and they will mark it from the end of the play at the 32. And again, they didn't even measure for a first down. It looked like he had it. It is a first down. But it's a 15-yard backup for the penalty. So from the... at their 34-yard line of their in Falcon territory, keeper in motion, and the Wildcat to Carpenter running the left side gets through the first tackler. Flag down on this play as well.
Carpenter on carrier. Flag on the play.
Personal foul face mask against Mormon Trail. And that's tacked on to the end of the play from the from midfield. So a 7-yard pickup by Trent. And the ball is at the 25. So just inside the Saint 25, Wayne has the ball. Clayton in motion gets the handoff, coming to the right side. He's got room around the corner. Clayton Kiefer to the house. Judd Ranch House in Lacona. And touchdown for the Falcons. Clayton Kiefer, 25-yard touchdown run. At 5:57 in the third quarter. And once again, without Dylan Lane's foot available in action tonight, Wayne will go for two. And the offense being directed by Trent Moore. He has no backs behind him. Everybody spread along the line of scrimmage. And rolling and throwing quickly behind Tyler Jameson, incomplete. PAT fails.
5:57 to go in the third quarter. It's Wayne, 16.
On the incomplete pass, and so Wayne with the 6 points there makes the score Falcons 16, Saints 6. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock. See what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. And the Falcons have a 16-6 lead right now. Just under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter in Humiston. A higher kick will be fielded at the 13 by Minnick up the middle of the field out to the 30. Good return. Ball appears to be on the turf. Beanbags being thrown. And they're not cornholing, folks. Falcons with the ball. No return on that. Ball picked up at the 31.
Touchdown at the 31-yard line.
Opportunistic for the Falcons. Couldn't tell. It was just a pile of people, but you could see them all scramble straight down to the turf, and the beanbags went flying. We expected that would be ruled a fumble, but didn't know who recovered until the Falcons were signaled. It's 16-6. Wayne has the ball right back after the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. 5:46 to go. Moore hands off to Clayton, getting around this right side, stiff arms, and stays inbounds gets out to the 20-23. And there appears to be, Lear appears to be injured on the Saints sideline. Looks like a cramp on his left leg. So an 8-yard pickup on first down for Clayton Keeper. From the Falcon 23, it'll be second and short, closing in on 5 minutes here in the third quarter, and a draw to the, or a option play to the left side, and Andrew Reed just blows that play up and tackles Moore for the loss.
25-yard line, third down.
2-yard loss on the play. And the Falcons will have third down now and about four for a first down. Reed still being tended to on the Falcon sideline. Or Lear, I'm sorry. Not Reed, Lear. Pitches it back, and Clayton's going to come this way and stays inbounds. No, run out at the 20 and a flag on the play. And a helmet, second flag being thrown. The official threw the flag and threw his hat, so there are two calls here. And the ball is being marked out of, or on the sideline, being placed at the 16. And the conference begins. Steve Bunch and the Sales Associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Referee going to talk to another official now. I'm not sure if it's majority rules or whatever the guy in the white hat says is final, though. Now letting the other official know as well. So all five in on this one. And the spot does appear to be different from where he first raised his hands. Personal foul. Two dead ball personal fouls, one against each team. And it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear with the headset on, but the official appears to have named the player, or not named him, but numbered them. I'm not sure if it's any more serious than now. I don't understand this. The ball's being placed at the 23. The line of scrimmage was the 25 on the previous play. So even if they wipe out the play, the ball would be at the 25, not the 23. And it was second. It was second and 12 from the 25. Now it's first and 10 from the 23. Two personal foul penalties, and the Falcons have the ball from the 23. Moore going to throw it, and Carpenter's wide open, catches at the 10 and run out of bounds by Stansberry near the 6-7 yard line.
Out of
the ball will be spotted at the 7. 16-yard pickup. And that appears to be a decent pharmacy first down in the better equipment red zone for the Falcons. First and goal from the 7. Moore under center. Hands it off to Clayton to the right side. He's going to go to the house at Judge Ranch House in Lacona. Sponsoring that Falcon touchdown. Touchdown, Clayton Keeper, third of the game. 7-yard touchdown run off the right side. And at 4:07, Clayton's had a lot of good runs on that direction. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Wayne has a 22-6 lead, PAT pending. Horton to the left, Carpenter to the right. Clayton behind Moore in the gun. Going to throw it to the middle and knocked away at the last second, intended for Horton.
Wrapping up by 4:07 to go in the third quarter.
And that's a failed PAT, but the score is Wayne 22, Woman Trail 6. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Not much offense in the first half, but Wayne coming out with three quick touchdowns here in the third quarter, or the first two-thirds of the third quarter, leading 22-6 in this non-district game in Humiston. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up, and Van Dyne teeing it up. For many, grief doesn't end with the funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. The Randolph Funeral Home in Corydon. Van Dyne from the Falcon 30 puts it in play, and it's a good kick, driving back to the 6-yard line, and Horton is tripped up by Horton. Horton hears a... No, can't go there, folks. So about a 15-yard return for Horton. And Mormon Trail will have it at their own 21. First and 10. .401 now to go in the third quarter. Mormon Trail with the ball, Wayne with the lead, 22-6. And the pitch is back. Lear's going to throw it. No, tucks it in and running and taken down by Clayton Keeper at the 23.
Second down, ball up 22-yard line.
That one had quarterback toss all over it, but Lear tucks it in. It runs for two. From the 23, Horton will run it, trying the left side. Carson, Clayton. And Blake Baker, I think, actually grabbed his ankle and held on also. And to the 29, a plus 6 on that. Third and short for the Saints, 2:52 to go in the third quarter. And the option play is just, I guess, a quarterback draw all the way. And Horton goes up the middle, looks like he's right at it. It's at the 31. And that's about 10 yards from... I'm surprised they won't even look at this. I guess they will. We'll have a brief officials timeout. And for a good timeout, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. And it is... a Saint first down.
First down.
First down. And the clock begins again at 2:20. Wayne leading 22-6 in the third quarter. Mormon Trail with the ball at their own 31. Horton in the gun, dropping back. heavy pressure from the Falcon sets up a screen to Minnick and underthrows him incomplete. The play comes in from the Saints sideline, second and 10 now. 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Wayne leading 22-6. And Minnick in motion and gets the ball, gets up over the 35-yard line.
Traveling by Carson Keeper and Temple.
Carson.
That'll bring up Pentecost.
The main tackler on that and 5-yard pickup for Minnick from their own 36. Third down. Mormon Trail with the third and 5 with a 1:20 to go in the third. Horton keeps it. Van Dyne grabs him, wraps him up, gets a little help, and takes him down. Loss of a yard there. And fourth and 6 from their own 35. Let's see what the Saints decide to do here. That tail hit to the splits out to the left. Pitches back to Lear. He's going to throw it down deep and well over the head of everyone. Had hit back there and another receiver, but the incomplete pass is a turnover on downs. Falcons get the ball at the Saint 35. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at seefirstyourvoice.com. Run is to the left side. I think that was Carson.
8 yards.
And gets about 7. So that'll put the ball at the Saint 28. Second down for the Falcons. And from the Wildcat again, Carpenter takes it and will run up the middle. He has first down yardage, cuts to the left, makes a move, and into the house, Judd's Ranch House. Trey Carpenter, touchdown Falcon. 28-yard run. Wow. And that ends the third quarter, or the time in the third quarter, I guess. These points, if the PAT is successful, will be credited to the third quarter. And Moore with no one behind him. Clayton and Horton to the right. Moore will try just a bootleg quarterback run, and he's in for the 2-point PAT. So your Falcons have jumped out to a 30-6 lead at the end of the third quarter. And we will take time out for the quarter break here as well. And if you're looking for a good time out, try the Bread Dough Pizza in Portland. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a brand-new package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value.
lowest prices, and the free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most, but not all, areas. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Here's Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. The Falcon is now moving right to left. Van Dyne has the ball on the tee. The Falcons break huddle. And the kick is high to the left and bounces and fielded inside the 15 and by Lear, and he's out of bounds at the 25. Clayton Kiefer knocks him out. Give him about 12 on that. So from their own 25, the Saints now look to get the ball moving. They've not had much offense in the second half at all. Falcon defense shifting around on the line. And Carson trying to get in the backfield. Horton throws it deep. It's complete to Sansbury. Defended by Keaton Nickel. And the 27-yard line. So 15, 25, and 3 is 28-yard pickup there. So the just when it looked like the Saints were struggling offensively, a big 28-yard connection from Horton to Sansbury, and Mormon Trails driving. Trying to run around and going down, and the ball, it just throws the ball up. Oh, and a flag comes down late. The quarterback was in the arms of the receiver, or of the defender. Intentional grounding is the call against the Saints. So that one, they'll lose the down and the distance, I think. The ball, the official is standing with the ball at about the 38-yard line, conferring with the Falcon captains. And now they'll march off 5 yards from the spot of the infraction. So now from their own 37, that play started at the Falcon 27. So from their own 37, the Saints will put in play with 11:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Pressure in the backfield, and incomplete is the pass. Minnick was the intended receiver. Lots of Falcon pressure into the Saints backfield there, and Horton threw it. Minnick, it got to him, but good defense by the Falcons. It's an incomplete pass. 11:36 to go. Quarter number four. Wayne 30. Mormon Trail 6. And in motion is Minnick, and he'll block. And from the blind side, Wayne gets pressure, and it's going to be knocked down, almost intercepted by can't tell, is that Moore?
Well, we're not 4,000
teams. Trevor
for Wilson. Nearly had an interception there, but it's incomplete. And the fourth down for Mormon Trail from their own 37. Punt formation. Horton, good snap. And punts a high one, fielded by Carpenter at the 23, and gets that over the 30. Will be marked. To the 33, so give Trent 10 on the punt return. And the Falcons have it at their own 33, first and 10. 11:22 to go in quarter number four. Falcons leading the Saints 30-6. Wayne has the ball. Horton out to the left. Tyler Jamison, the tight end, on the right side of the line. And the handoff is to Clayton. He'll run to the right, and he's got a little bit of room. And now a lot of room. Clayton Kiefer up the far sideline. Flagged late, very late, from the far side of the field. And not sure where the spot is. Flag came at the very end of the play as the Kiefer ran to the right side towards the Falcons sideline, and it'll be marked off. The flag, 10-yard penalty brings it back to the Saints 39. So from the 39-38 of Mormon Trail, Kiefer's in the eye behind Moore under center. Dropping straight back, only one receiver running a route, and that looks like Carpenter, and wow, he caught it. Touchdown, Falcons to the house, Trent Carpenter. 39-yard touchdown pass. Got behind the defender. Perfectly thrown by Moore. Touchdown Falcons, 11:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is coming up for the Falcons. And it'll be Moore under center with Carson, the only back with him. Clayton split out to the left and looking to throw over the right side. Incomplete, PAT fails. And Wayne now leads Mormon Trail 36-6 with 11:06 to go in the fourth quarter. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kickoff is about to happen. Ball teed up at the 30, and Tate Van Dyne approaches it, gives it the boot. A low spinner fielded inside the 20 and straight up the gut. Big return for the Saints into Falcons territory. And it's Horton on the return.
It'll be first down for the Saints. At the 36-yard line.
And they'll put the ball in play from the Falcon 36, just outside the 35. And Mormon Trail, 10:58 to go in the fourth. Pitch back to Lear on the left side and gets over the 30.
At the 30-yard line.
Be just inside the 30. That's a long six he got.
Falcons bring up second down.
Second down now for the Saints. Second and four. Horton in the gun and pitches it to Minnick. Ball on the turf, but bounced back up to Horton. Now it's on the turf again, and diving for it looks like the Falcons sideline jumping up and down, and they do have it. They have it out near midfield.
It'll be first down.
It'll be at the Duane 39. So from their own 39 now, Wayne has it, 10-11 to go in the fourth quarter. Wayne 36, Mormon Trail 6. Hand off to Clayton. Started up toward the right side, cut it back toward the middle across midfield. Not a big gain there. Well defended by the Saints. And he got two about the 38, so give him three. And from the Saint 38, Moore will take the snap. Jameson, the tight end on the left side. Hand off to Clayton, running the left, straight up the gut. He's got a lot of open space, outrunning the defender to the end zone, to the house. Clayton Keeper, 38-yard touchdown run. I think we're going to have a competition for the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game. Keeper takes it to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. At 9:24 to go in the fourth quarter. PAT attempt, Moore drops straight back, throws it over the middle, knocked up in the air, incomplete. And the Randolph Funeral Home PAT fails on the incomplete pass. Wayne, 42, Mormon Trail 6, with 9:24 to go in quarter number 4. And that 38-yard touchdown run is a Great Western Bank great play of the game. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premium realtor at Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. This Chambers and Wealth Law Firm kickoff got to be brought to you courtesy of that big right foot of Tate Van Dyne, and it's a high kick fielded inside the 15 and brought up the middle by Lear. Knocked down at about the 25.
Ethan Horton on the tackle. First down for the Saints at their own 25.
a 36-point spread right now. We go into continuous clock mode until Mormon Trail could score. The snap and the run to the right side is Horton. Picks up some yards.
Tackle made by Nickel.
Keaton Nickel on the tackle. And
that's the second down.
It'll be second and five. Give him five on that. And the ball's at the 30, just across the 30, but second and short five. This time the pitch is back to Lear, and he's going to look to throw long, and he throws it, and it's complete to Stansberry, and he is taken down inside the 15.
All the way down. 12-yard line.
Correction, that's Cale hit on that that reception.
Spot about the 15-yard line.
And the spot is at the 15, so 10 and 25 would be 35-yard pass play there. Horton running up the gut, brought down near the 10. Raven Jellison getting some action now. Jeffrey Middlebrook coming out. Falcons trying to keep the Saints out of the end zone, but they're at the 10, and ball's on the turf, and going for it is Jellison. The fumble is recovered.
Recovered by the Falcons.
By Wayne at the 20-yard line. Wow.
Makes the recovery.
So at their own 20, Wayne gets a break there on the bad exchange. And clock at 6:20 and rolling. Horton and Clayton split out to the left. One back behind Moore. Quick pass to Horton, and he's got Clayton blocking for him. Gets across the 25 out near the 30. Trent Moore has, I think, maybe calmed down whatever nerves he had. Played a very fine second half here so far, and the ball is out near the 30. It'll be second and very short. Give him almost 10 on that one. Horton to the left, backs in the eye. Moore hands off to Clayton, running up the middle. He's got the first down, now breaks a tackle, breaks a second, and he's got a lot of room to the left. Horton in front of him blocking. Clayton cuts it back and now will sprint to the center of the field. Touchdown. Don't see any yellow to the house. That's a 50-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer. And he takes that to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Piling up some stats now is Clayton Kiefer. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Falcons in the huddle getting set to attempt the Randolph Funeral Home PAT. With Jameson split out wide to the left. Carson in the slot. Low snap, but Trent picks it up, throws it to the right side. Complete. Is that Horton?
2-point conversion is good. 5:12 to go in the ball game. It's Wayne 50, Mormon Trail.
So a 2-point conversion attempt on the Randolph Funeral Home PAT is good. And Wayne leads 50-6. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone's headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House, Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up by Tate Van Dyne. Puts that big boot into it. Low spinner caught by Lear coming up the center of the field. And not sure who the first Falcon in on that was. As Shea Holman.
By Wilson and Baker.
And the Saints will have the ball at their own 30. .450 and counting to go. Quarter number four. Mormon Trail with the ball. Wayne with the lead, 50-6. And the shotgun, and Horton dropping back, setting up the screen, completes it, and dropped right away by Horton. Minnick with the penalty flag falls at the end. Got out about a 5-yard pickup on the play. Let's see what the flag is all about. I think there's something in the official's code book that forbids them from telling you right away what the penalty is. Some discrepancy about where the flag should be placed. So this apparently will be marked off from the spot of an infraction. They're conferring with Wayne, so it appears to be against Mormon Trail. Trent Carpenter getting the briefing. And he and Clayton Keeper will make the decision, as they are the two captains for the Falcons on the field. Stay ahead of changing weather in Iowa. Keep more money in your pocket. Rent your equipment at Mack Hardware on Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton. Mack Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. That's Mack Hardware in Sheraton. Okay, so penalty against the Saints has the ball at the 25. And a pass play coming now. It's broken up, and Horton trying to get away, grabbed by the jersey and stacked up by several Falcons. Jellison. Jeffrey Middlebrook in on that one.
By Jellison. It'll bring up third down for the Saints.
And ball is right where it was, 25-yard line. So from the 25, second down, Horton from the gun, looking to pass, stepping up in the pocket. Now looking, throwing to the left, complete, tackled by Shea Holman. It's
about the
Dansbury with the reception.
Timeout, Mormon Trail.
And the Saints will take a timeout. And if you're looking for a good timeout with your family, go to the Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Ball is going to be at the 33. So an 8-yard pickup there. Nice gain. And from their own 33, when play resumes, Mormon Trail will have the ball, third down. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body, 774-5008, for all your auto body work. The Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They're helping to make life great. List your real estate with Red Hot Realty. Red Hot is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it, sell it. Call Red Hot Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. Something you don't see every week. There's a player, number 84, James Evans, for Mormon Trail with diabetes, and he has an assistance, a service animal, who can monitor when his blood sugar is out of whack. And Horton, on the broken play, takes off running, gets inside the 30, looking to continue. Pushed out of bounds. That's a first down for Mormon Trail. Seven and 17, 24 yards on the pickup for Horton. And the ball will be at the Falcon 23. .220 to go in the fourth quarter with a continuous clock right now. 50-6, Wayne leads. Dropping back, Horton throwing to the left side. Incomplete, aimed at Minnick. And that'll bring us second and 10. Your Corydon IV has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned IV in Corydon. Second and 10 from the Falcon 23. Mormon Trail with the ball, 1:45 to go in the game. 50-6, Wayne leads. Stepping up in the pocket, now throwing it short, intended for Minnick. Incomplete. Third and 10. Clock rolling at 1.5 to go. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. John Fry in Corydon. Mormon Trail looking to get into the better equipment red zone. Horton under some pressure and hit by Tyler Jameson. And Baker in on that one. Jeffrey Middlebrook in on that one. And no gain on the play. Fourth down from the 23. Falcons digging in, and Horton takes the snap. Gets a little bit of pressure, throws it, though, is incomplete. Intended for Minnick once again. That's a turnover on downs. Wayne will get the ball, but there's only 14 seconds and counting to go in the game. And that will run out. And 5-4-3-2-1. Your final score from Humiston. In the battle for the county championship, there's one game left in that series as Wayne will play host to Seymour in week 8, but your week 3 final is the Wayne Falcons 50, the Mormon Trail Saints 6. And we will be back in just a moment to try to sum things up and wrap it up for you with our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game after these messages.
Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Bread Dough Pizza, Corydon. Bread Dough Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Bread Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-7000. 0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1STYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134.